The inauguration of Yoon Suk-yeol potentially heralds a new political direction for South Korea and a new place for it in the world. Instead of the previous liberal administration's relentless pursuit of dialogue with North Korea over denuclearization, conservative Yoon says he will take a harder line.
While North Korea's nuclear weapon programs are a threat not only to our security and that of Northeast Asia, the door to dialogue will remain open so that we can peacefully resolve this threat.
Faced with North Korea's increased weapons testing and rhetoric, Yoon has promised to restore relations with neighboring Japan and maintain closer ties with traditional ally, the United States. The return of a conservative administration in South Korea is likely to further push nations into camps similar to the Cold War rivalries of the last century. On the one side, the United States and its Northeast Asian allies, Japan and South Korea, and on the other, a loosely aligned Russia and China supporting North Korea. Given South Korea's economic dependence on China, the outgoing South Korean President Moon Jae-in was often accused of not being tougher on Beijing's territorial assertiveness or on alleged human rights abuses. Yoon says his administration will be different.
Korea is the 10th largest economy in the world. It is incumbent upon us to take on a greater role, benefiting our stature as a global leader. We must actively protect and promote universal values and norms that are based on freedom and respect for human rights.
But Yoon comes into this job with no previous political experience and a very low approval rating. He may find his early zeal tempered by the realities of office.
South Korea is critically dependent upon the domestic market of China and the energy supply from Russia. So South Korea has to keep many different security and economic interests in good balance and harmony.
As the new president begins work, South Korea's allies and adversaries alike are watching closely. Rob McBride, Al Jazeera, Seoul.